T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So you know how every once in a while you accuse me of, not accuse me, you just point out some things that I do that are not good as a parent?
Maybe subtle, a little subtle.
Yeah, Steve, little that's some, I think most people who listen to the show think of you as the subtle one.
I'll give you that.
I don't think either one of us will ever be accused of being subtle. So there's a new term. It's new to me. If it's not new to you, it's called snowplow parent.
And I think this is the perfect name for this.
I find it interesting. It's kind of come out as a result of the whole college admission scam stuff that's going on. But is it like a helicopter parent? Because it isn't a helicopter. So a helicopter parent is pretty obvious. You're just kind of always like
hovering.
You're hovering. Yeah. Yes, that's the right word. You hover and you make sure nothing goes bad. I've always considered myself somewhat of a and I don't think it's a good thing, but I'm sort of a helicopter parent.
I didn't know that. I didn't think you were that.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've actually changed because of my friends Chad and Stace. They have three kids and they're not helicopter parents and their kids are fine. So I'm like, I've tried to back down a little bit.
Oh, okay. Is your wife the same? It's like a self-realization. Maybe we don't need to be.
I don't think she would call herself as much of a helicopter as me, but she is in the way that like her brain works. Both of our brains are like little chess player brains. So if our kids are just playing in the living room and they're within 3 feet of the fireplace mantle, my brain goes, if he trips over that, then he hits this and he hits his, and then it's copay and we're driving and his head. And I'm like, well, I'll run over here and grab a dish towel to stop the bleeding. And like you, like, cause they're the
you
most
got
precious,
it all planned.
Dude, they're the most precious thing in your world. And you're like,
oh, okay. No, I mean, yes, in your world, they should be.
But
yes.
I mean, it's one of those things where you're constantly thinking bad things could happen. So you're hovering going, can you guys play this somewhere else because you're too close to the mantle?
That makes sense because you've already got it played out 15 steps. You know how it's going to end.
Which is awful because it doesn't happen. Because like I said, my friends who aren't helicopter parents, their kids haven't bashed their skulls open.
And they're all just fine.
Right.
Gotcha.
So now I'm going to find out if I'm more than a helicopter.
I'm going to guess on what this term means.
Well, I don't have any idea. What does it mean?
Instead of hovering over to make sure your kid does something correctly, I see snowplow parents just shoving the kid out of the way and doing it themselves.
That's exactly what it is.
Get out of
town. It says they're not helicopter parents. They've been dubbed snowplow parents. They take all the obstacles out of your kid's ways.
Yes, there it is. So they can't learn.
I do this.
Wait. So
I'm both. Like, I'll remove the obstacles, then I'll go back to my helicopter and look for more obstacles, then come back down and remove more. I think you have to be both. If you're going to be a good snowplow parent, you got to get in a helicopter and get so you can see ahead.
So that makes sense. But you're the path of least, whatever that means. So your kid basically just, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
We do make it too easy. That's why these parents are getting busted, because they like, you didn't study enough to get in school. Well, mommy's going to help you get a better score on the ACT.
There it is.
Daddy's going to grease the wheels with the administrators or the sport directors and pretend you're on the soccer team. And together we're going to get, like, you're removing the obstacles of life.
But as a parent, I can see instinctually why you guys would want to do that.
76% of snowplow parents remind their adult children of deadlines for school and work. I do it all the time. Did you do that project yet? Did you do that? You have your gym shorts? Did you get your water bottle out?
So in other words, your kids don't even have to think for themselves because they think you're going to do it for them.
Yes.
So your son doesn't have to use the mess alert.
I am terrible. I am ruining my children by being... Yeah, no, this is a total realization for
me. But you have to be the task.
The key is to create them into people that becomes their own task
but
manager.
But if you keep doing it for them, they're never going to...
But then I sit and watch, and if it's about to fail, then I jump in my snowplow. I jump out of my helicopter and into my snowplow.
I think I would be more of a snowplow parent than a...
Like, I got this guy, just...
Yes, it's just easier for me to do it. Yes, get out of my way.
Yes. I'll make the solar system go to bed.
I'll make it better than you anyway.
74% still make appointments for their adult children, like doctor's appointments and stuff.
We're talking like the millennial generation. Probably.
Yes.
Yes.
15% of parents with children in college still give their kids wake-up calls.
Oh, come on.
That's a full-on... snowplow.
Jeez.
You bought him a phone. Just
yeah. And can't you put reminders? Your son's old enough to put a reminder in his phone. He doesn't need you as the reminder, right?
Right. So I don't remind him anymore. But
then he doesn't show up or he doesn't get
no,
done.
No, I put the reminder in his phone.
So you're putting your child back. And then you're just taking his phone to use
like,
it.
Oh, the phone is a reminder? Okay, go to bed. I'll build the solar system. You're going to get an A. I'm going to make it look just crappy enough so they think you did it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.